KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the state wrestling championships will run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We'll have live coverage for you here on KJAN with live reports all throughout the day, Thursday and Friday, as well as much of the day on Saturday. And then we'll have live coverage wall-to-wall for you Saturday night of the finals here on KJAN. Everybody qualified on Saturday in the district meets in all the classes. In Class 2A, Atlantic Cam qualified five wrestlers for the championship tournament. Carter Cox, Dylan Cox, Darian Schwanke, Tyler Christensen, and Jez Phippen all qualified by finishing either first or second in their weight classes on Saturday. Harlan has three qualifiers in Will Beach, Cale Stork, and Dallin Bendorf. Creston Orient Maxburg has seven qualifiers. Clarinda has five, and Kemper Catholic has two qualifiers in the Class 2A tournament. In Class 1A, a whole slew of qualifiers from around the area. Audubon has five qualifiers. All of them won district titles on Saturday. Kyle Julesgaard, Brad Kirkhoff, Jake Mulford, Trevor Smith, and Matt Fett will all represent the Wheelers. AHST has three qualifiers. Joel Becerra, Kyle Bauer-Kemper, and Austin Fink. Riverside has Tucker Blummel and Peyton Hausman moving on to state. For Exira EHK, Evan Hansen and Trey Sander will advance to state. Underwood has four qualifiers in Guy Sudman, Riley Klein, Tom Jennings, and Cody Kingery. Tri-Center has a couple of qualifiers in Christian Polly and Ben Wellman. East Mills has two qualifiers, Josh Hopkins and David Howell. St. Albert also with two in Wyatt Lewis and Sean O'Neill. Logan Magnolia has a qualifier in Joe Graff. Bedford Lennox will send three to state, Jared Hensley, Dustin Reed, and Hunter Russell. Coon Rapids Bayard has two qualifiers in Brett Karstens and Spencer Winnett. Southwest Iowa has Craig Rice advancing. Guthrie Center has three qualifiers, Lane Rummelhart, Austin Labs, and Cale Crowder. Southwest Valley High School has two qualifiers in Callan Schmelzer and Zach Barton, while Panorama has three qualifiers heading off to the state meet. Again, it'll get underway with the individual tournament on Thursday. Well, Saturday night, girls' high school regional basketball play in Class 3A saw Red Oak hold off Atlantic 56-53 in a wild back-and-forth game on Saturday night that was broadcast here on KJN. Kemper Catholic also beat Gilbert 49-40. It was Shenandoah over Clarinda 48-33. Those winners all advance. In 2A Saturday night, Audubon beat Prairie Valley 62-37. Riverside over AHST 43-38. St. Albert beat Underwood 54-27. Earlham over Nottoway Valley 46-43. Missouri Valley beat Logan Magnolia 57-26. And Mount Air over Southwest Valley 47-36. Those winners all advance. Postseason action getting underway tonight in Class 1A with several games around the region tonight. We'll have a doubleheader for you this evening here on KJAN as Chris and I will be in Anita tonight to bring you live Class 1A boys basketball first round district play. It'll be Exira EHK facing Audubon in the first game tonight. That'll be at 6:30, and the second game starting at about 8 o'clock will feature Cam against Stanton. Both those games over at Cam High School in Anita. You can catch them live here on KJAN. Well, Courtney Moses scored 25 points, including the game-winning free throws with 7 seconds left as number 23 Purdue defeated Iowa 74-73 on Sunday. Hawkeyes fall to 20-7 overall. They're 8-5 in Hawkeye 10 conference play with that loss. Samantha Logic had her third triple-double of the year with 18 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds for Iowa. Well, the college men's basketball season will enter another Monday with two undefeated teams. Fourth-ranked Wichita State kept their perfect record intact Sunday, a day after number one Syracuse escaped with a two-point win at home. Ron Baker poured in 26 points to help the Shockers down Evansville 84-68. Both Michigan and Michigan State lost on their home courts, leaving them tied for the Big Ten lead. Frank Kaminsky had 25 points and 11 rebounds for number 21 Wisconsin in a 75-62 win over the 15th-ranked Wolverines. That opened the door for number 9 Michigan State to take sole possession of the conference lead, but Nebraska stunned the Spartans 60-51 behind 23 points from Teron Petaway and 18 from Walter Pitchford. Also in top 25 play, Luke Hancock hit six three-pointers while scoring a career-high 25 points, leading 13th-ranked Louisville to a 102-54 romp over Rutgers. Doug McDermott matched his season high with 39 points as number 18 Creighton defeated 6th-ranked Villanova 101-80. McDermott went over 30 points for the ninth time this season and moved past Larry Bird into 13th place on the all-time NCAA Division I scoring list. Also, Dalton Pepper had 24 points as Temple stunned number 23 SMU 71-64. Lamar has fired basketball coach Pat Knight, with the Cardinals having won just 6 games the past 2 seasons. The son of Hall of Fame coach Bob Knight is 3-22 this season, 2-11 in the Southland Conference. Knight was 29-62 overall during his 3 seasons with Lamar. He guided the Cardinals to the NCAA tournament and a 23-12 record in his first season. Former assistant Tick Price will serve as the interim coach. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
The Eastern Conference has won the highest-scoring NBA All-Star game ever as Kyrie Irving was named the game's MVP after scoring 31 points and collecting 14 assists to lead the East past the West 163-155 in a game that saw everyone stand around unless they had the ball in their hands. Austin Dillon put the famed number 3 back out front at the Daytona International Speedway. Dillon won the pole for the season-opening Daytona 500, driving the number 3 Chevrolet. It's a car Richard Childress had refused to field at NASCAR's top level since Dale Earnhardt's fatal accident on the last lap of the 2001 race. But with his 23-year-old grandson ready to move on to the Sprint Cup Series, Childress allowed Dillon to use the number widely associated with the 7-time champion. Dillon turned a lap at 196.019 miles per hour to win the pole. Martin Truex Jr. qualified second in a Furniture Row Racing Chevrolet that gets its engine from Childress Motorsports. In golf, Bubba Watson stormed from behind with a final round 7-under-64 to capture the Northern Trust Open. His 15-under total gave Watson his first win since he won the 2012 Masters. On the Champions Tour, Kirk Triplett shot a 6-under-66 to win the Ace Group Classic. That's his third Champions Tour title. On the women's side, Kari Webb has won the Women's Australian Open for the 5th time. She shot a 4-under-68 in the final round. The famous Eisenhower tree on the 17th hole at Augusta National is no more. It's been removed because of damage from an ice storm. Club chairman Billy Payne said Sunday that the ice storm caused irreparable damage that resulted in the loss of most major branches. The tree was removed this weekend. It was named after former President Dwight D. Eisenhower, a member at Augusta. He hit the tree so often with his tee shot that he lobbied to have it removed. Eisenhower's request was denied, even though he was a sitting president. In baseball news, the Atlanta Braves have agreed to a $42 million 4-year deal with All-Star closer Craig Kimbrell, avoiding arbitration with the 25-year-old. The Braves also hold a $13 million option for 2018 with a $1 million buyout. Kimbrell has 138 saves in the last 3 seasons, including 50, with a 1.21 earned run average and 98 strikeouts in 67 innings last year. And in football news, police in Atlantic City say Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice was arrested at a casino there after an argument with his fiancée turned physical. Authorities said that Rice and Janae Palmer were both arrested on simple assault charges and were released on a summons after an incident at the Revel Casino early Saturday morning. Both Rice and Palmer declined medical attention and neither reported any injuries. That's Checkin' Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.